Scott.
What do you think of that?
I think that's totally gay.
Type in monkey dick in the Yahoo podcast search, and we come up number one. That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say in retort, in rebuttal.
Yeah, your ass called, and he says, stop sticking cocks in it.
Sword. In a sword fight.
Sword.
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Am I keeping you up? Sorry.
No, I was...
Shut up.
Well, I couldn't agree with more with Dr.
Tooth Fairy John, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
You even pay attention to your own crap.
I listen to my own crap.
You don't listen.
I do listen.
You're not.
You just yap, and you don't even listen to it.
I do.
I listen.
So if you're ever looking for our podcast, type in Monkey Dick.
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 100.
100, John.
And I thought I'd bring out the old Errol Wilf intro.
Errol Wilf.
Because he's the one that came up with the music for
the
background.
The backing track. Yeah. Nice. Errol Wilf.
Yeah.
Right on.
And you used to hate that one, so.
Cause yeah, because like, I'm always cackling. Like Snaggletooth. Great.
Yeah, out of sight.
Now, when you think about it, we've actually done more than 100, John.
Have we?
You know, because we got the ad hocs.
Right.
We did a New Orleans special.
So that's why we didn't go all out, I don't think, on this one.
Well, I was thinking...
We've done 100 like 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago.
Right. Well, let's go all out. I think we should recap, do a real serious recap of the first 1 through 100 in episode 101. That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Which won't happen till Bush is out of office, right? That's
no.
What you said. You don't want to do it anymore.
I just looked at the calendar, and I think that'll happen on September 9th.
Folks, you heard it here. September 9th. We will not have a podcast from tonight all the way till September 9th.
Which I think works out
the last one.
Works out to 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Because the next 3 weeks I'm unavailable anyway. And then I figure I'll just take another 3 weeks off. Because I got to get registered for school.
Yeah, you got to get registered, all right.
And I don't know if you noticed, John, I updated the website. And I'm still in the process.
Yeah. It's out of sight.
I'm indexing from 1 through 100 for the children left behind in sequential order. And then I'd like to recap everything and pull out different clips for indexing from a different perspective, if you will, John. Like if you want to, hey, did John and Scott ever see this movie? I'm interested in this movie. And you could go and look at the movie review section.
Right.
And pull out the audio clip of the movie review. Like, for instance, if you're concerned about, you're having some concerns about, should I rent Brokeback Mountain or not? You could go to our page, download the audio clip of our review of Brokeback Mountain, and make your decision.
Right.
Also, when I go through that process, I want to catalog all the sounds, especially from the guests.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
That we've had.
A little late. See how old I'm getting, man? I can't even get the fucking sound.
Well, and then we need to talk about this. How can I catalog those sounds efficiently for you so that, for example, on Skype, if a Professor Tom calls in.
Right.
Right away, you can just pull up all Professor Tom sound clips from him on the past shows.
Ah.
Or if Pauly B,
you
know, we can, or Tony Hearn, which I doubt because they hate Skype. But
Skype.
So
we
I want
hate
to
Skype.
Catalog the sounds for production. Also,
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
We did talk about incorporating some Flash for our website.
Right.
I don't have the skills for that. I guess I can go to training.
I do.
You know
I
who else
do it.
Has
I just
the
don't
skills.
Have time, you know. I haven't
right.
had the my studio's not set up.
Right, right. Well, now we got
I haven't had time to put bits together. Remember I used to do bits.
Bits.
Remember?
Now we have time. Well, and that's another thing. We can get the studio moved back into your house. We can get that taken care of. We can talk about if we want to make changes to the show, if we want to keep it the same, what kind of bits we want to bring in. Do we want to do it on a regular basis?
You remember this one?
Hey, this message is for John. This is old Badger Man's bunghole. Yeah, man, you get Scott in on the stew, man. You guys got to help me out. I don't know what to do. Being old Badger Man's bunghole is really tough. I thought I'd just leave you a message on your cell phone. You got to help me out, man. He's sleeping right now. And I used one of his hemorrhoids. I stretched it out to a tentacle, and I grabbed his cell phone off the nightstand there, and I dialed you up, and I was able to evolve one of his hemorrhoids into an eyeball so I can see him out. But, man, you got to help me out because he keeps shoving a giant cock in me, and it's really screwing me up. Listen to my voice, man. I used to have a nice, high voice. Now I sound like an old man. I have stretch marks, and it's just disgusting. How would you like if you got hot yogurt squirted down your mouth all the time? Excuse me. I have a bit of gas. Hold on. He's going to scratch me. Oh, God. His fingers smell like shit. What an asshole. Well, technically, I'm an asshole, too, I guess. But whatever. You guys got to help me out, man. This guy, you never see old Badger Man with a chick. Don't you wonder about that? That's because he's always shoving a big cock into me. I'm old Badger Man's bunghole, and I'm tired of it, man. I mean, you guys got to do something. I'll call you back. I got to go. He's getting up. I'm up.
Wait a minute. That was a bit? I thought that was old Badger Man's bunghole called
in.
Oh,
it was. Sorry. Oh, it was. Sorry. It was for real.
And whatever happened to old Badger Man? He doesn't participate anymore. I think once his ass started making phone calls to us.
You shut him down.
And there's always, you learn something new every time. Until just now, I didn't know that old Badger Man's bunghole had a sense of smell.
Right.
But he could smell
his fingers
when he scratched. And they smelled like shit, which is ironic. Because that's what would fall out of old Badger Man's bunghole. Fantastic. What an excellent vocal performance. If that was a bit, I thought it was real.
Yeah.
What do I know?
It's a fine line. You know, between clever and just complete stupidity.
So September 9th. But now, wait a minute, John. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now, if something happens between now and then, like
you get
major,
shot in the fucking face.
Like, let's say the W gets impeached, or aliens visit the planet, or there's a massive terror attack. Or let's say AKC doesn't, the band we're in, John, because we are a band.
Yeah.
Let's say we stop playing.
Yeah.
Something major like that, we can come back, do an ad hoc between now and September 9th.
Oh, so is this an epiphany of you quitting the band now, too?
No, not at all. Why would I quit the band? I love the band.
It's something major, and you go down this list, and bam, the last one just happens to be the band.
No, if some major news event that we need to get out to the fans.
Right.
We can come in and do a quick ad hoc to talk about that.
I hear that. I see you're crossing your legs again.
It keeps the papers up so I could see them. Is that all right?
Why don't you
use like
the way
I cross
stand.
The legs? Yeah, those are for queers.
Yeah, crossing your legs like a homo.
Yeah, all right, John. So we did have a gig.
And speaking of, I'd like to address this. Can I?
Address what?
I'll talk about it on the second part.
Okay.
I want to run it by you first before I say anything.
Oh, all right. So we had a gig, John.
I don't mean to derail your thought.
We had a great gig. Did you think it was a good gig?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a good gig.
I think
gig.
The last two have been probably our best.
I would agree with that. The last gig we had was at Arlington Park. We were at trackside. We started after the last race.
Yeah.
I was a little bit nervous. You know, we set everything up except the drums. So you had the vocals, mics, totally rocking through the monitors, through the PA.
Yeah.
Best I've ever heard him sound. Then we set your drums up, and then we could not get that kick drum.
Yeah.
What would be the word?
I know what it is.
Fired in, triggered in.
Dialed in. Yeah.
And so we monkeyed around with that, and then we go and we unmute all the other mics, and they sound like shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck. But you know what it is.
No.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Yeah, I know what it is. I thought you were going to say, you know what it is, John.
Mm.
what it was is a crossover. It's electronic crossover, Scott.
Right on.
And the crossover, what it means is it's splitting the signal by frequency and routing it to the speaker separately. So that's why you have a speaker with a tweeter and a subwoofer and a mid-range horn. Okay, a crossover,
okay.
A passive one, does it through transistors and resistance and all this stuff, transformers. But an electronic one does electronically. And you have to tell what frequencies go to the woofers and which frequencies go to the mains. Well, the woofers, when you tap the kick drum, it's giving off a frequency that the subwoofer can't handle at that that.
And when
power.
You say tap, you just mean kind of tap it,
yeah,
not
I'm
full
just
force,
tapping with
just tap. Right.
So it must
okay.
be giving off a bass sound that is so low that the woofer can't handle it, no matter what level. But
so
when I fire it in there really hard.
Oh, it sounded great.
It sounded great because it's not hitting that low, low, low. It was happening with your bass guitar, too.
So when it can hit the low, does it shoot it up back to the high frequency
no,
speaker?
No.
Okay, it just doesn't do anything with it.
Well, it can only hit certain lows in a range, so. You know, from whatever 20 hertz up to however many megahertz, that frequency range. If it goes above it, then it goes automatically to the top speakers.
I see.
But there's a problem because it was hitting a frequency range that was way too low for the subwoofer to handle. So the subwoofer would bark, like the cone would freak out, like it didn't know what to do. Because, you know, in here, we have that thing running straight to the kick drum, and it's loud as hell.
Yeah.
And if we had two, your balls would be blue by the time we get done practicing.
Well, how could we route just the kick drum and the bass through the two subs?
Well,
that or would you want to do that or not?
No, you don't want to do that. But what we could do is the bass guitar. The
what the fuck? You okay? Hey, you got a cough?
Man, I'm sorry, man. I do not have a cough button. I just have these papers that I can put up in front of my face.
Holy shit. You okay? Dude,
yeah, sorry about that.
You swallow some cream?
I did. Went down the wrong pipe, John.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Anyway, no, I was looking at maybe getting a compressor with a that you can dial in the frequency, dial it out, rather, and with a gate. So that would take care of it. The bass guitar you can fix by just changing the EQ on the bass.
Oh, okay. Out of sight. Well, getting back to the gig. So that's
audio lesson 101.
You unmute the rest of the mics. They sound like shit, but you and Rick turned that around really quickly. Got everything sounding good again. We started out nice and easy on some tunes.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned about my wrist, but it made it through the entire night. And people come. If people walk through the door and they see us, they don't leave.
Right.
They stay. Oh, yeah, except for that one lady.
Bitch.
Who had her table reserved. And you could tell that she came from a lot of money, like a ton of cash. And so she's sitting right to the left of the stage, and she has these two tables reserved. And she's, what, in her early 50s, maybe late 50s? Who can tell? She's all leathery from being out in the sun too long. And you could tell she's got some work done. She's probably got the Botox and those big fat lips.
Yeah.
So we play like one or two songs, maybe three songs. The entire crowd's getting into it. And she comes over. You're just too darn loud. You need to turn it down. And she's talking to me, and I just look at her like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, get out of my fucking face. You wanted to just say,
fuck you.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything. I just turned my head. And then Rick went over and was yelling at her. I can't remember what he said.
Yeah.
Something like, one against thousands.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Thousands?
Yeah, and then what does he do? The wife comes up to him. Oh, yeah, man. you got to turn that shit down. She called the main office. She called Jesus.
Well,
and then
yeah.
Rick starts telling me, yeah, we got to turn it down. I go, fuck that. I ain't turning it down. You turn it down. No, man, no, no. The wife, you know, it's cool. We could turn it down a little. Yeah, okay. What happened to one against thousands?
Yeah.
He's all talk.
All talk. All talk.
So.
Did you turn it down?
No.
No, we didn't turn it down.
Not a millimeter. Nothing. I don't turn it down. As a matter of fact, I told Rick, if I don't find the goddamn guy who owes us money, I'm not playing another fucking note.
Oh, that's
until
right.
It comes out.
In between the first and second set, when we ended the first set, I'm like, okay, short break, like 5-10 minutes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then 10 minutes go by. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? Let's go. I can't find John. Then the next time I talk to him, which is like 15 minutes later, he's not going to play until he gets paid. We always get paid. What's the deal? Why doesn't he just come and play? I don't know. Let me know when he's ready. So what? We had like a 20-25 minute break in between
yeah,
sets?
Yeah, I was running around the whole place looking for this guy. Everybody saw, oh, he's in there. Okay, go in there. He's not there. You seen this guy? No, he's back there. Okay, go back there. You seen so? No, he's over there. What the fuck? All right, that's it. I'm not playing another note till you find this fucking guy.
Oh, and the other thing
I
is...
I said, okay, fine. We shouldn't make everybody wait. Let's play.
Last year when we played there, you walk right into the bar. You order your drinks. You're with the band.
Boom. Yeah.
Everything's comped. I go in there this time. Hey, what do you guys want? Okay, two beers and a bourbon. I walk in there. This old hag is talking to these guys younger than us. They're like in their early 30s, but you can tell they got a shitload of cash.
Yeah.
And she's flirting with these guys, and I'm thinking, come on. Come on. They already got their goddamn liquor.
Yeah.
Come and fucking serve me. So she finally makes her way over. She's got a goddamn chip on her shoulder. I'm like, okay, I need this kind of beer, this kind of beer, and a bourbon. Yeah, I can only sell you two drinks. What? Why? That's the rule. You can only be seen with two drinks. You can only carry two drinks. All right, okay,
well,
that's fine. But what is the sell thing? I'm with the band. So, you know, it's comped, right? I'm with the band. And you can give me all three of them because I'm with the band. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, all right, give all three drinks and I'll only walk away with two and I'll come back and get the other one. And she wouldn't even do that.
Oh.
So I had to get the two drinks, come out, go back, get the third drink.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
That is a bunch of shit.
We're the biggest draw at that fucking place.
Fucking A, man.
That place was packed.
Totally.
Nobody
they were totally stoked.
Stoked. They didn't want to leave.
Didn't want to.
We were rocking it. We had new lights. We went green.
Yeah.
Because we're using LEDs and fluorescent spotlights with colored gels. So we're a green band now.
Yeah. If we can only figure out how all three of us... don't have to drive. We can go even greener.
Right.
Yeah.
Rick wore his light-up shirt again.
His light-up shirt, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anybody's interested, check out thinkgeek.com. thinkgeek.com. They got a really kick-ass shirt that looks like the Spectrum Equalizer Spectrum. And it blinks... it's sound activated, and it will blink based on whatever frequency. The bars will rise based on whatever frequency is playing. It's very cool, battery operated. The shirt, it's a T-shirt that's battery operated. It's very cool.
Yeah, and they went over big time at the Beacon there.
Yeah,
when we played, when Rick and I both wore them there.
Yeah, no doubt.
At the Beacon, so
no
I may have to get my own. You know.
Yeah, no doubt.
No
Fuck
doubt, John.
Face.
Yeah. Anything else about the gig? We don't have any other gigs scheduled.
No.
On Wednesday, we're going to go in and try to talk to some dude about getting into Edison Park.
Yeah.
See how that goes. And then we have some private gig in October that's private, so we can't
it's
even
private.
Really talk about it.
Yeah.
Other than it's going to be on a South Barrington mansion, which is
right.
Totally sweet, man.
Right.
And, yeah, that's about it with the band.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
You got any comments there, Jeff?
Yeah, I do. Hold on. I got a happy 100, John and Scott, or Scott and John, whatever it takes to keep you casting. I had every intention of staying awake to call in, but then I worked out the time difference to Holland and thought again. Love from Bob. That's way of the Bob, Scott. This one is from Errol Wolf. He says, only you guys could call me a Wilf. Great shoe. By the way, I really do listen to part three. That's when my favorite bitch, Phil, is on. That's from Errol Wolf.
I'm sure Phil will have something to say about that.
Yeah. But that's all I got. We could just listen to the song.
Well, I have some email. Did you get an email, John?
No.
We get a lot of email, but I pulled these two. One was a correction. I love corrections. And the other touched my heart, John. Made my heart swell. We'll do the correction first. This is from Adrian.
All right.
Hey, guys. Brilliant show. Here's hoping the magic of TTN will continue after Labor Day and Scott doesn't pussy out. Laughing out loud. I'd also just like to point out a correction. In 99 Part 3, you stated that it was John's first loss of shit or shinola.
Uh-oh.
This is untrue, as both Rick and Dr. George took him down in Episode 66, Part 1.
Oh, no.
Tet!
Is it true?
Arachi.
Tetarachi?
Tetarachi. That's true. Oh. I didn't vet it, but it brings back memories.
Memories?
Of Rick and Dr. George.
Memories?
Taking it down in 66, Part 1.
They always like to take
me
down.
You think God will visit us or Satan on our 100th?
Maybe.
Or maybe they're waiting for 101? I don't know.
They might be here.
Do they do any type of arbitrary... is it important to them at all?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, time is linear.
Maybe Satan will stop by when we talk about the Pope.
Or it's not linear. It's in
to God, there is no time. There is no time.
Right.
Time doesn't exist. That's not a dimension of his, okay?
Right. Right.
Here's the other email I got from Patrick. This is Pat in Connecticut, a.k.a. Pat McGroin. After listening to 98 Part 3, I had a better understanding of where you are at, Scott. You need some kind of inspiration to keep this going. Everyone has chimed in about giving their opinion, so here is mine. All your listeners, including myself, are selfish. We know how special this show is. For me, it gets me through the day. Puts a smile on my face and keeps me going. I have a suggestion. Take the rest of the summer off. Resend show number one next. And then the following week, resend show number two. Get it? I think so. Then, by the end of the summer, we will have gotten it. And by that time, Scott will have as well. Pat in Connecticut, a.k.a. Pat McCormick.
Oh.
But here's the thing. Let me look back. The inspiration is still there. The inspiration and the passion is still there. I just got other shit I got to get to.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
And I think if I can handle that other crap, get back to the show, and have more time for the show, we can put out a better show.
We got to get it back to the home studio, man. It makes it so much easier.
Also, he says, P.S., are you guys really a band? And you know why I asked, John? Is because we haven't done any live jams.
Oh, that's right.
We were going to make that a tradition, but then we got had to move.
That's me playing drums right now.
It's out of sight, man.
Because we're at the studio.
Wicked.
Fucking wicked.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, we are a band. And we will be playing again live.
We will be playing again live. Oh, and you know, earlier I talked about September 9th being the date we come back. But depending on this next clip, John, go ahead and play. Now, this is from Punky. I just finally caught up with Punky. And this is out of their June 25th show, I think, you know, because I got that fucked up dating thing.
Right, well, it's not the 25th month.
So Punky, Pauly B, And Tony Hearn, check this out, John. Check it out.
All right.
Rebel action.
Do, 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 do.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Born ready.
And this is the Cemetery Surfers.
Okay.
Who are going to be the end of our trip in so many ways.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, my plan.
Oh, you've got a plan.
My plan. Have I talked
it's
about
a plan.
The plan?
You keep mentioning bits and pieces.
Look, we're hoping to go over to the States in the autumn time. The Americans right. call it fall. Interestingly, fall has nearly got half the letters of autumn.
Yeah, but we don't have a queen.
Sort of. Because if you count the M as a big thing, and the L's are really small.
Yeah.
So you write down autumn, you write down fall. Fall's about half the length of autumn.
Right.
Which is interesting, because the United States currency is roughly half the value
That's
of
right.
the British currency.
Nice.
Do you hear that? So
it's seasonal, but it counts. Right? The plan is that we're going to fly into Chicago, and we're going to do Route 55. Because all those other people do Route 66.
Right.
I don't want to do Route 66. I want to do Route 55. So we're going to do Interstate
still
55
the richest country.
From Chicago all the way down to Memphis. And then we're just going to cut across to Columbus, Mississippi, finish the trip there. So we're going to be taking in St. Louis as well.
Cool.
So Bitch Slap Barbie, if you are listening, we're going to do a gig with you whether you like it or not.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be cool. So we're going to go to Chicago, St. Louis, Memphis. They're the main three cities we're going to do. I'll take you to Graceland, Tony. You'll love it.
Oh, cool.
Right, and maybe one or two other places en route. So if you're in the area of Interstate 55, I think it's 55, and you'd like us to stop off for a cup of tea, we will do.
Yeah.
We'd rather have a beer.
Yeah.
That'll be on the legs you're driving on.
Okay.
Ooh.
Driving in the States.
Have you ever driven in the States before?
You think they'll
visit
us?
The States.
Haven't you? I thought you'd been, mate.
Why not?
Driving in America is actually a joy.
I've driven in the
US.
Get the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so a couple things about this clip. When we went to Amsterdam, what was the exchange rate?
It was like...
Was it pretty even?
It's like 70 cents.
So every 70 cents, we would get a euro.
Yeah.
And that was how many years ago? Three? Three?
Yeah.
Every 70 cents, we'd get a euro.
Yeah.
Now, John, now,
yeah,
we have to pay $2 to get a euro.
Says who?
Paulie B said that in his clip. The
you
exchange
dumbass.
Rate.
They use British pounds. They
is
don't
half
even
the
use,
value.
They don't use euros. They use the British sterling pound.
Oh.
They don't use euro
all
in,
right, so
in England.
Hypothetically, if we went to the UK, what would the exchange rate have been 3 years ago?
I don't know. Probably the same.
Really? No, I don't think so.
Why?
I wonder what the exchange rate for a euro is now.
I can tell you in a second. Give me a second.
All right. Well, he's looking that up. Also, the other thing that... So I'm excited. Punky's coming to the States with Tony Hearn. I wonder if the proper Mrs. Edwards is going to join him, or it's just going to be like a gay thing. So anyway, they're coming to Chicago and then going down Route 55. Do we hear about it? No, we don't hear about it. We got to listen to the show to hear about it. What's up with that, John? They don't want to hook up with us?
I don't know.
Think Tony Hearn's afraid of us or what? What's going on?
I don't know, man.
Now, they said they're coming in the fall, so we're going to start up. We're going to rev it up again September 9th, so we'll be podcasting when they come back.
1 euro is worth 72.5 cents.
Oh, so it's about the same.
$1, sorry, U.S. dollars worth 72.5 cents euro.
Oh, so it kind of flip-flopped since we've been there.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. No, that's right.
So it's about the same. It's the same.
Yeah.
70 cents per euro.
For every dollar we spend there, it costs us $1.30.
Oh, but it used to be we only had to spend 70 cents
no.
and we got a euro.
No. No, that's what I was saying. 70 cents euro. You can't say 70 euro.
Right. Okay. All right. So we'll try to get in touch with Punky. Maybe they're too good for us now, John. And maybe both of us have our houses are done. We can both put them up.
Oh, yeah. British pound, 49 cents British pound to one U.S. dollar.
Maybe they already have somewhere to stay in Chicago. You know, maybe they're going to shun us. Oh, and the other thing,
going to put them up at your house?
When I was in, sure,
it's your turn.
When I was in,
Come on!
Yeah,
bunch of guys from the UK there, and I came back and I mentioned that to somebody, and they said, you know why? It's cheaper for them to come and vacation in the States than it is to vacation in.
Oh yeah,
the UK.
Oh,
so I'm like, oh
yeah,
that's why. So that's why Paulie B and Tony Hearn are coming over, right?
They spend 50 cents for every buck worth of stuff. So if you got a $3 beer, they're spending $1.50.
Right on.
It's not always going to be that way. They could laugh about it now, but it'll switch back as soon as the W gets the fuck out of here.
I don't know.
We got a gift.
I don't know
if
it's just the W is getting out of here. I mean, this guy's just piling up the debt.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Should we open our gift?
Yes, we should.
We got a gift from a fan at the show.
Got a gift from a fan.
Big, heavy-ass gift. I have the card here.
Oh.
And I'm going to open it. Oh, dude, man.
I hope it's not fragile.
Oh, this is funny. It's a picture of the W and Cheney. Could you see that from here?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay. It says, like Bush and Cheney, you two belong together.
Oh, nice.
It calls us Smacktards.
I'm opening the
quieter.
Uh-oh, I might need my Leatherman. It's pretty well packaged. Are you going to say who the fan is?
Okay, it says Smacktards. Congratulations on the outstanding milestone. 100 shows. Who would have ever thunk it? Thanks for all the hours of enjoyment and best of luck in something for number 200.
Reaching number 2.
Anyway, happy anniversary. Congrats. I don't know if I'm supposed to say his name.
Why not?
I think you said don't say who it's from.
Oh, okay. It's one of our big fans, John.
I'm
how long have you been listening?
Jeremy, P.S., you guys deserve a 21-gun tetanus salute. So.
Tetanus?
One.
Tetanus?
Two.
Tetanus?
Three.
Can you do tests?
Okay. One, two. It's 10.
You don't have a knife, do you? This is going to take me till part 3 to get open. This is a nice wrap job.
And one more.
Ooh.
A knife? What do you got there? What is it?
He's got some industrial tape around this MF.
Holy shit. Easy. Don't drop it again, man. Can you just open the top of it?
That's what I'm trying. All right.
What is it?
It's like a, what do you send a soldier in Iraq? You send him
a care package?
A care package. You got, we got tater skins. Cheddar and bacon.
Cheddar, bacon, tater skins.
We got,
I think he thought because Mason was here that maybe he's, because the, Sergeant Mason.
Dirty potato chips, salt and vinegar,
nice.
All natural.
Those are good, all natural.
We got, this must be for me, John. It's a bottle of wine.
Bottle of red?
Columbia Crest Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, yeah, that's fag wine right there.
That must be for me. All right, we got some Pabst Blue Ribbon, baby.
Nice.
Pabst Blue Ribbon!
American. That's American shit right there.
We got some beer nuts.
Beer nuts.
What a nice pack job. Jesus H. We got some Java cream. Rose Java cream.
Tequila. Oh, Java cream. Okay.
What is Java cream?
You put it in your coffee, I guess. I don't know.
It's out of sight.
We'll have to check that out. It's like tequila rose.
Oh, boy. Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, boy.
We
Maker's
should have opened
mark.
This before the show, John. Maker's Mark Whiskey.
Oh, yeah. That's bourbon, my friend.
Of course it is. It's from Kentucky.
That's
everybody
right.
knows
That's
that.
Everybody knows that, right.
Who doesn't know that?
Right.
And then the last
thing. You dropped it.
Is a Miller Chill.
Chill! The
lime-flavored
beer.
Light beer.
It's lime-flavored light beer.
Well, that's out of sight.
That is out of sight.
Well, you know
man.
What we have to do is when we do
and
episode,
that's the first time you ever met him in person.
Yeah, it is. I had never met him. I've heard a lot about him, the listener, and I met him for the first time. I was quite overwhelmed, John.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And you know what?
Mr.
We should,
J.
for episode 101, if he's available, we should invite him. To be a guest and to partake in some of these.
I've invited him several times, and he said he's just a little intimidated
He's
by the
met
microphone.
Me, though. Come on. He's met me. He knows you.
Not you. If you. What do you think? Everybody, just because you're so Cro-Magnon looking?
Yeah.
As a specimen, yes, I'm intimidating.
Oh, yeah, you should check this out. We practiced on Monday, and Scott, I've never seen Scott that pissed in my life.
Really?
I have never seen, you know, I've given you shit to the point where you're at the brink.
At the brink.
And you usually just shut down. But this time, you had a game face on like I've never seen.
Really?
I was actually like, oh, shit, he's going to start swinging any second, man.
No, I'm
He started counting down on the fingers, and that's a sign right there when start the finger counting. And the look and the sternness, and I was like, holy shit. There was a mix-up about practice, and Rick and I had been in the studio. And
here is my understanding. We had a gig on July
3rd. Your understanding was completely correct.
July 3rd, which was the day before 4th of July. And we played the Beacon. We came back here. We unloaded everything into the studio. My wrist got kind of fucked up again. Because we had just played that Saturday, my wrist got fucked up. We played 4 days later, my wrist is even more fucked up. So I'm like, hey, man, we met a guy at the Beacon who said, hey, drop off a demo on Wednesday. I work on Wednesdays. I'll get you in at Edison Park. So my recollection is I talked to Rick, no practice Monday, no practice Thursday. We'll get together on Wednesday. We'll get our free pizza from Ron, and we'll drop off the demo. That is out of sight, man. Out of sight. So I'm at home on Monday. I tell the kids, yeah, I don't have to go to practice. Let's go rent some movies. I rented Star Trek 4, John. Star Trek 4.
Out of sight, yeah.
Where they return home. I think it's called Return Home.
With the whales.
Yeah, they have to get the whales and bring them back to the future. And we had just sat down, put the DVD in, and I get a phone call from John. Hey. What the fuck? You don't practice anymore?
No, I didn't say that. I go, hey, man, running late? What? What do you mean? What
the You didn't say
I
that.
Said, what, running
said,
late?
What the fuck? You don't practice anymore? What's going on?
I didn't
what
you, say that.
What?
I said that later.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, what are you talking about? We don't have practice today. Well, yeah, we do. Is Rick there? Yeah, Rick's here. Put Rick on the phone. So then Rick gets on the phone. I'm like, hey, man. What the hell's going on? We talked about this. No practice Monday, no practice Thursday. Oh, yeah.
He didn't say that.
There's some miscommunication or something because I, you know, why else would I be here, you know? And my phone did cut out a little bit, so it was kind of garbled.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, all right, hey, I got to go to practice. My daughter has a goddamn meltdown. Because she wants to watch Spaceships and Whales.
So why didn't you call back and say, hey, dude, I just can't do it. I can't do it. This is my understanding.
So I get over here, and I still got a chip on my shoulder.
Especially because you listened to the podcast on the way over.
And you got, no, I had already heard that before. So I see Rick sitting in the chair. I walk up again. Yeah, my phone cut out. What? Tell me again the conversation that I recollect, but you don't. Yeah, well, there must be some misunderstanding. I don't know. I thought, why would I be here? Why am I here?
First of all, you start running down this list, and I'm like, what, dude? What the fuck? No, how come you didn't challenge me on the podcast? You didn't challenge me. You didn't challenge me.
Right, because on the podcast,
like,
I said,
he's fucking high. I don't know what.
All right, man. So
about.
On the podcast, I said, hey, the demo. Who's going to put the demo together? And you're like, I don't know. We'll just get three songs together. I'll do it. You want to do it? Because we don't have practice Monday. We don't have practice Thursday. And that must have went right over your head.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about what my answer is going to be
about the
I
demo.
I didn't even hear it. And then, of course, Rick and I spent Friday together in a recording studio, which you don't want to do.
I do want to do. I'm up. I'm 6 hours away. Plus, my wrist is like the size of Popeye.
My wrist. So we were talking there, and you know, of course, I gotten the impression that we were gonna practice, and. I didn't want to, dude. Believe me. I told Rick when I got here, I was sleeping. And my wife woke me up. Oh, you going to practice? Oh, that's right. And I would have loved staying on the couch. He says, yeah, me too, man. Me too. And then you don't show up, and I go, oh, I don't know. Let me check with Scott, but I think, I don't know. Let me see what he has to say. Call up, and I don't remember saying that either. I remember saying, hey, man, what are you fucking running late? Running late?
What, you don't fucking need to practice anymore? What the fuck?
I was kidding. All of a you flip out,
I'm
man.
Like, you got to be fucking kidding me. What? Practice?
All right, we got to go to part two, man. We're way over.
That's all right. It's our last one until September 9th.
9th, right.
Well, you know what we could do is just podcast until September 9th.
Right. Never leave.
Right, we'll never leave.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.